Hi, y'all. Well, I'm going to do my AMA, and my laptop only has 11% battery, so here we go. Okay, some disclaimers. I am tipsy. I had some rum. I have my magic wand here that I'm going to turn on in a second, and I'm going to timestamp like every group of questions, and I'm going to try to make it fairly quick because we're beating the clock on my device dying here. So I'm excited. Let's go, and thank all y'all in advance for your questions and what's about to be like a really fucking chaotic fap, which I kind of need today. All right, so what I'm gonna do is I'm basically gonna like straddle the magic wand and answer these questions. Okay. Oh shit, here we go. All right, number one. What is your favorite color starburst? Red. Red anything. What is your favorite genre of music? This is extremely contextual. I was told not to overthink this, but overthinking is like literally my job. So I would say, if I need focus music, that is probably ambient or instrumental. If I need car music or getting turnt music, that is like hip hop or anything really bass heavy. And if I want to feel like nostalgic or feel like ennui, then that is like late 90s, early 2000s alt rock. Favorite cartoon? Bob's Burgers. Ice cream or sherbet? Ice cream, but I'm lactose intolerant, so sherbet. If you could live in any other country, what country would it be and why? I don't know. I would probably say probably Spain or Portugal, just because I speak both of those and really like both of those places and the food. Celebrity crush, male and female, since you are bi. Thank you for being considerate of my bi-ness. Male, Oscar Isaac. I would literally do anything he asked me to. Oh my god. And female, Doja Cat. I would also do anything she asked me to do. What five items would one need to put into a summoning circle to bring you to that location? Okay, I've got it. It is. Hold on, I gotta count on my fingers so that I can make sure that it's five. And this is hard because why did I choose the wand? Why did I do this? One, a coffee, a fancy coffee. Two, a Diet Dr. Pepper. Three, a fancy pencil, like a Blackwing. Okay, I've had to do take two because someone decided to interrupt me to talk about dog bowls. So here we are. We were talking about five items to put in a summoning circle for me, and I had just said coffee, a Diet Dr. Pepper, a fancy pencil like a Blackwing, some kind of like subscription box to something bougie as fuck, and oh my god, what would the fifth thing be? Oh shit. Like an old book or something, probably. What are your stances on butt stuff? Well, a good stance for that is usually like, you know, bent over or sometimes laying down. It really just depends on what you want to do for me to give it to you. Giving or receiving. Yes, both. Giving and receiving, I am extremely in support of. How wet does she get? Are you a lean, mean cream machine, or are you super squirter? I think that's a false binary. I am neither of those. I do get really wet, but not in a ejaculatory fashion. Just, you know, regular drippiness. Okay, We are, that's 10, and we are at, all right, I'm marking time. I need like another pair of hands to be here to help me. Okay. We know you've done some gentle F-doms in the past, but in your everyday life, are you dom or sub more frequently? So the really fun thing about being a switch is both. I would say I'm a sub-leaning switch, but that's because I'm bratty and I like to provoke. So I kind of like the, aggressive punishment that comes with pushing someone's buttons. And them taking that frustration out on you. I also really like to be overwhelmed and pushed to my limits. And it's a lot harder to do that when you're in dom mode. Preference for circumcised or natural turtleneck. I live in the South and I don't really wear turtlenecks because it's really hot. So I'm going to pick tank top. Next, can you name 3 characters from My Little Pony without research? I cannot. I'm sorry. Cake or pie? Why do I have to choose? I like them both. If I had to pick, because this binary was presented to me as it is, probably pie. I think pie is, more versatile. If you was a goddess, what would you be the goddess of? So I did a little bit of Wikipedia research for this. And by a little bit, I mean when I couldn't sleep the other night, I looked up deities. I learned about a deity from the UK called the Tidymun, Tiddymun. The Tidymun is a bog demon deity. It still is it technically counts as a deity, and it's basically just like a marshy goblin. And yeah, that's me. That is me. What physical feature on a man is the most attractive, or on a female? I have to ask both since you're bi. I'm so happy that y'all are so considerate of my bi-ness once again. I think the features that I like physically on people are pretty gender neutral besides a beard. I do really like a full thick beard. Other than that, I would say nice smile, nice voice, soft skin, those types of things. What is your favorite contronym? For folks who might not know, a contronym is when a word can have opposing definitions. So a really good example of this is literally. How literally can mean something like, I'm literally in front of this microphone using this wand and struggling through this question. Or it can also mean I'm literally dying, as in I'm not dying. So I think that I'm going to go with that one. Next one. If you could control any of the 4 elements, earth, wind, fire, water, which would it be? Definitely water. Yeah, I'm a sea critter through and through. Okay, this is getting harder. We're going to do this though. Okay, I need to move. When you are angry, how would you describe yourself as a natural disaster or major weather event? I have to really think about this because I don't get angry very frequently. And when I do, it's pretty quick and I can kind of push it down and deal with it. But probably say a sinkhole. A sinkhole is, it's around. It is around for a long time. Sometimes it shows signs and wears and cracks that people just don't interpret in the right way. And then one day you wake up and boom, it swallowed your house. I think that would be me. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, if we are, I don't know, going back to like single cell times, I think it's the chicken. I think the chicken would have, you know, evolved from, you know, like a single celled to a multi-celled. I don't know. I'm like not a biologist. I think it's the chicken. If I'm wrong, please, please tell me. Okay, we are at question 21. So let me mark the time. Okay, so we're also at the part of the questions where the vibe is starting to feel really good. And the rum is hitting me and I just want to come now. Okay, we're gonna go though. Continuing on. What is your dream car? All right, y'all are gonna laugh at me for this and I don't care. My dream car, which I am actually gonna buy later this year, is one of those Jeep Gladiators, like the Jeep truck. And I'm gonna get it in Nacho Orange. And I'm gonna drive it around and put lumber in it and put my dogs in it and go to the beach in it, and it's gonna be amazing. I'm actually really excited about getting it later this year. What's your cryptid? I'm gonna pretend that I'm taking time to think of my favorite cryptid, but really what I'm doing is taking time to enjoy the vibe because it feels really good. My favorite cryptid, I'm probably gonna go with something in the Squatch family. I just think they're really neat, possibly understood. Get a lot of hate. Next question. What conspiracy do you kind of believe in? I kind of think the government might be hiding aliens from us, just because I think that it's fairly likely that some kind of, you know, non-human or extraterrestrial critter is out there or fell to Earth or... yeah. Or there's like a... there's something supernatural that's being hidden. That's what I think. What is your favorite type of audio to record? I really like a ramble fat because I think that's like the most natural. I can just kind of like relax and, you know, it kind of mimics a more natural masturbation session. Even better, in fact, because I'm kind of a little exhibitionist, so knowing that I'm just getting off and then people are gonna hear makes it more exciting than just me getting off by myself. Okay, the next two are in a different language, so I'm gonna answer them in their original language and then I'll translate. So this next one is, ¿cómo aprendiste español? Aprendí la mayoría como en la calle con mis amigos, con mis vecinos. Yo crecí en el sur de Florida, así que la mayoría de la gente aquí habla español. Y en la secundaria y en la universidad y en mi trabajo hice un par de clases y cosas así, pero la mayoría en la calle. So that question was, how did I learn Spanish? And I learned most of my Spanish like on the street and with friends and with my neighbors, because I grew up in South Florida. The majority of the week is Spanish speaking. So, you know, by the time I was in high school or college and when I worked, I spoke a lot of Spanish and I'd taken a couple classes, but most of it just kind of happened like in my environment. I can tell that there's time in between each question now. Okay. Onde você estudou no Brasil? Eu estudei em dois estados, em Minas Gerais, no sul, e em Amazonas, em Manaus. Eu fiz minha pesquisa do mestrado lá. Então, eu fui a vários sítios para recolher dados e falar com a gente para a tese. this question was, where did I study in Brazil? And I studied in the south in a state called Minas Gerais, and in the north in a state called Amazonas, in a town called Manaus. And because I was doing my master's thesis research, I needed data from various cities, so I had to travel and talk to different people and get data in different places to do that. What is the sexiest fricative sound? Which one of you fucking linguistics nerds put this on here? So for folks who don't know, a fricative is a class of sounds where you have air flowing freely through the mouth. It is a consonant that doesn't have a full closure. So this is stuff like S sounds, F sounds, V sounds, anything that you can like sustain with air that isn't a vowel, basically. So like all of those are fricatives. For sexiest fricative, I'm gonna go ahead and say it's the lateral fricative, which is kind of like that sound. If anyone's curious, I will link you to the IPA symbol for it. Next question: What's the world's biggest boot? What the fuck, y'all? How am I supposed to know that? I did one time see the L.L. Bean boot in Portland, Maine, and that was pretty big, but I don't know if it's the biggest. Like, I'm not an encyclopedia, y'all. Next question. What is the highest number you've ever had to count to? Oh my god, I don't know. Probably not very high. 1,000, maybe? What meal or food do you find most comforting? Mac and cheese, probably. It's just warm and wholesome and delicious. All right, and we are at 30, so I'm going to mark the time. Okay. We are totally going to answer these before my laptop dies. Next question. You inherit an agave farm in Jalisco. On the farm is a distillery for mezcal, but you need to rebrand it. What's the new name for your mezcal line, and what's the bottle label look like? Oh my god. Who did this to me? Well, since I'm a smartass, here's what I'm going to do. Obviously, I don't want to keep the agave farm can stay in Jalisco, but you know that bringing things over from customs is a nightmare. So what we're going to do is we're going to have our distribution center actually centered over the border in El Paso, Texas. So our brand is going to be called Don't Mezcal with Texas. And it's going to have like a bright blue label with like an armadillo upside down on it. Next question. What's the best energy drink to down right before a big job interview? Oh my god, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and say Bang Energy Bangster Berry, because if you're downing an energy drink before a big job interview, that's probably where you're at. Okay, next question. What makes a good GWA in your opinion? So this is a multi-part question. This is the first one. I'm guessing this person means like what makes a good audio in my opinion. I would say like clarity in the quality of the recording. Someone who's got a nice voice and someone who sounds like they're really enjoying themselves. How do you see yourself refining your craft over time, expressing yourself and getting better and better? I'm not totally sure. It's been just over 2 months for me now, and in that time I've gotten better microphones, I've gotten a better setup, I've gotten better at editing, I'm becoming friends with more folks on the subreddit, who some of whom are other voice actors, some of whom are audio editors, and some are just like really awesome regular folks who have good feedback. So I think like just being more involved in the community, seeing what other people are doing, and just learning more about, you know, recording and what I like will help me get better and better. So we're on technically the last question, but it is a bunch of questions. So we're going to rapid fire these. What are your personal kinks? Probably is a shock to no one because I've been on this subreddit since 2012 is audio. I discovered in my early 20s that I really liked sexy noises, and I used to Google weird things like people masturbating sounds, men talking during sex. I do prefer men sex noises over women, just because I feel like it's not hard to hear women sex noises, and they're great, but hearing men make noise, it feels like it's more novel and also really sexy. Apart from audio, I really like playing around with dom sub dynamics. I really like being watched or listened to. I like watching others. I like to be very overwhelmed, so whether that's like multiple penetration, having someone hold me down or overpower me, just like a lot. What tags do you particularly enjoy in audios, your own and others? Probably RambleFab is my favorite. I like the ones where people even just get off and are noisy with no words. I like bilingual faps. I like the word challenges. Yeah, just basically, anything where I can really tell that someone's enjoying themselves. What is your favorite food or dessert? For dessert, tiramisu, like hands down. For food, regular food, I'm gonna be basic and say pizza. Pizza is just magic. What's your go-to sexy outfit for a night out? Wow, is a night out something we can do anymore? So I'm trying to think of the last time I like went out at night, what I wore. I think I just wore some like high-waisted jeans, some boots, and like a cleavagey shirt and some big hoop earrings, and I did my makeup real nice. probably something like that. Dogs or cats? Dogs. I'm allergic to cats, and also they're evil. And I love dogs. How has being a GWA actress changed things for you? Not too much. I would say the main things are that it's made me more confident about myself and how I sound, sexually. It's made me more confident about like asking for things that I want sexually in my regular life. I've made like connections with folks where we can talk about, you know, kinks and recording and things like that, and those aren't really, you know, conversations that I have outside of the subreddit, which I really appreciate. Does anyone in real life besides your partner know that you do GWA audios, and if so, what do they think about it? Actually, yeah, quite a few. First of all, everyone in my house, so I live with my partner and another and two more people, and they all know. They don't care. My siblings and close friends know. I would say like the minimal reaction is sort of like a, oh, okay, good for you. And like the maximal reaction is like, wow, that's neat. Like, can I hear? So I'm very lucky to have like very supportive, sex positive folks who like at the minimum are just like, cool, good for you. As a self-proclaimed nerd, what are your favorite fandom shows and movies? I always hate questions like these because I don't hate them. They're hard to answer because I feel like this changes a lot. For fandoms, oddly enough, I'd say like I'm really into like the Super Mario franchise. For shows, I really, really like What We Do in the Shadows. I like Bob's Burgers, as I mentioned. I like Atlanta, Insecure, Broad City. For movies, I really like independent movies. I recently just watched a weird movie called Possessor. I really, really loved that. It was weird as fuck, but I loved it. What else? Barry on HBO is really good. I really like absurdist expression of reality. So I really like when a show tells a story in a way that it's not like this is how this was, you know, line by line, fact for fact, like you'd expect in a documentary, but more like this is how this felt. So like, for example, there's like a scene in an episode of Broad City where one of the characters gets her wisdom teeth taken out and like takes too much of like the pain meds and like trips balls and like goes to Whole Foods and like spends $600. And, you know, obviously that's like absurd and that's, you know, really hyperbolic. Yeah, I'm tripping over words now. But what I like about that is that it's like how that felt in the moment. She probably just, you know, took an extra pain pill and went to like the bodega and bought like an extra, you know, sandwich or something. But I like that, like, this is how that felt in this moment type of storytelling. Okay, that's it. I'm done. And with the like 3% left on my laptop, I'm just gonna try to get off for y'all now. Good thing I'm close already because I've been warming up this whole time, but I think I held it together fairly well. Thanks, y'all, for submitting your questions, and I hope you enjoyed.